Now we'll carry on to the next thing.
Thesis occubega guloco oglandelaio.
To the anniversary of my brothers, Friedel and Heino.
Cungum shato nomai anniversary laba fuetu abatala u baba u Friedel no Heino.
It's a great day for me.
Gulusugu olu isimanga gim.
Right from the outset, they've stood faithfully and loyal to me.
Kwase kaleni bebemi nami betembeka.
Sugela emshatweni wabo.
Right from their weddings.
Tina bamshope sinemshato nemshato. Kona eyakolite, koni siliva, itaimonti, inhlobonhlobo.
We Western nations, we tend to have these anniversaries like the silver, the gold, the diamond of various types.
Namhlaku usuku lonyaka imnyaka engamashumi isithupha nasihlanu.
So today is their 65th wedding anniversaries.
NgesiNgisi nangokwaseMelika,
according to the English or and American way,
babiza ngokuthi ay diamond ay golide kodwa I blue sapphire.
It is called the blue sapphire anniversary.
I sapphire ifana ne diamond. Kodwa yona I blue.
Looks like a diamond but is blue.
Spain kutwa kumshato we platinum. Intsimbi emhlophe.
Spain, it is called the platinum wedding anniversary.
Echalmani nase Russia kutwa umshato wentsimbi.
In Germany and Russia, it is known as the iron anniversary.
Akujwayelekile ukuthi abaningi bafinyelele kule mnyaka.
Not many reach such a milestone.
Ukuze sibonge, sibonga ngoba sibona sinesikweleti kuNkulunkulu. Uma singambonganga ngokusigcinela abadala bethu.
That we commemorate this day, giving thanks to the Lord, so that we do not have a debt towards God, that we do not thank Him for such a day. On this their iron anniversary.
Sibonga ukuthi kuyo lemnyaka engamashumi isithupha nesihlanu uNkulunkulu wabagcina bathembeke.
We are also thankful to the Lord that on this their 65th, that the Lord has kept them faithful.
Futhi siyabonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu abagcine yonke lemnyaka.
That God has protected them all these years.
Njengokuba sengishilo ukuthi kumbalwa ukuthi abantu bafinyelele kulemnyaka.
Like I've said, very few actually reach such a milestone.
Baphile iminyaka engamashumi ayisithupha nesihlanu behlangene.
Having lived 65 years together.
Akusiyo into ejwayelekileyo leyo.
That is no small thing.
Abaningi bayahlukana bengakafinyeleli kumleyo mnyaka.
Many part their ways long before such an anniversary.
Kodwa uma kukhona amakhosikazi lapha ashonelwe afelwe amadoda abo akufanele ukuthi bakhale.
If there are widows here who have maybe lost their husbands, who've passed away before such a celebration, do not be sad. I want to comfort you with the word of the Lord. He who says, I will be your husband. There's no husband better than the Lord God Himself. Even if you've lost your husband. You have the man amongst men in heaven. There is a lot that the Bible has to say about it. Also, the Lord Jesus is your husband. I cannot quote all the scriptures referring to the one or the spouse who has lost. Even the husband who has lost his wife, God is able to keep you. And having kept you, thank Him. We thank the Lord for you, and we pray that the Lord would keep you for many years to come, and that you would be found busy in the vineyard of the Lord. In England, if a person reaches such an anniversary, the Queen writes a card to them from Buckingham Palace.
Kodwa thina noma singatholi incwadi ku Queen silindele incwadi evela ezulwini enkosini yamakhosi.
Even though we don't receive a letter from the Queen or a card, we receive a card from His Majesty the King of Kings in heaven. That's what we wish for you. Now we have two services. The service now. Then we will have a meal with the choir and the family. There will be meals in different places, you'll be told where. Then we will celebrate this royal occasion, thanking God for having kept His people. We thank God that in a time such as this, such a difficult era, that we can be of help to each other, standing with each other. Not that they never met with some difficulties,
bahlangana nobunzima kodwa nokubama ngisho mina uma ngihlangana nobunzima bangisekele bangiduduze banginika amandla ngiyakubonga lokho yikho ngithi nginesikweleti kuNkulunkulu uma ngingambongi namhlanje ngalokho asenzele kona.
They went through some difficult times but stood firm. And I also went through tough times and they stood with me, encouraging me, supporting me. And I thank God. I don't want to be guilty of neglecting to say thank you to them and the Lord.
When the revival started,
Lapho kuqala imvuselelo,
my brothers got married.
Abafowethu bashada.
And I'm so thankful that not only ngiyabonga ngoba akusiye akusibona kuphela nomakoti bangisekela.
Not just them, my brothers supported me, but their wives too.
Umnewethu eshada washada ngezwi lenkosi elithi uma ukholwa yimi uyosindiswa kanye nomndeni wakho.
My older brother got married with the verse, if you believe in me, you will be saved, you and your whole household.
Ngesinye isikhathi,
sometimes
isithembiso asifezeki khona lapho.
Promises are not fulfilled right there and then.
Kodwa kuhambe kuhambe kufezeke.
Sometimes it takes time for them to come into fulfillment.
Ngesinye isikhathi kuyashesha.
Sometimes it happens quickly.
Kodwa ngesinye isikhathi cha.
But sometimes not.
Ngiyabonga ngoba ngisho nomakoti babo bama badela abazali babo banamathela kimi.
I'm thankful that their wives were that they when they left their families, their homes, and they came into marriage and they were so faithful to me too.
Ikhaya labo lafana nekhaya lam.
Their homes were like my home.
Saqala khona ukuhlomitenda King's Cliff.
We started by pitching the tent at King's Cliff.
Kobi vangeli khona.
And we preached the gospel there.
Yena ube ngakhonzi nje uNkulunkulu ngomlomo kodwa ngakho konke nakho ngisho nemali yakhe.
Serving the Lord, they served the Lord not just with their mouths, but with everything, even their money.
Kusho ukuthi abanye baze babahlupha bathi siyafuna ukuthi ninikele ngale mali iyadingeka le.
Some harassed them and said, we need your money there.
Poke umfowethu ubevuma ukubanika.
And my brother was willing to give.
Kodwa ngalokho amabhizinisi akhe ancipha.
And through that, their businesses shrunk.
Ngesilinye ilanga umuntu wathi hayi umfowenu kasaqhubi kahle itolo zakhe asahambi kahle.
One day a person even said, things can't be right spiritually with your brother because his shops are no longer making good business.
Ngasizathu sini?
Why?
Ubeyinikele emsebenzini kwenkosi.
They were committed to the work of the Lord and donating there.
Kumbulo sugeza kimi ethi elo ngifuna ukudela konke ngishiye konke ngidayise konke
I remember one day my brother coming to me and saying, Erlo, I feel the Lord wants me to sell everything and come into the work full time. His heart was always in the work of the Lord. Then I said, brother, hold on. Continue a while. And we'll see after a while. And God kept him, led him till now. There's much I could tell you about them. And their wives. Their wives were born into a very rich family. They were threatened by their parents that should they continue in this way and standing with Erlo, they will lose their inheritance. Here they are, both of them. But they stood. In German, they call it the Iron Anniversary, and indeed, they stood fast, as strong as iron, till today. When my brother was gravely ill, and my other brother then came to him and said, I surrender. His father came and said, I surrender my life to the Lord.
When his father-in-law was in hospital and very sick, he opened his heart to my eldest brother, to Friedel, and said, I'm sorry. I didn't live for the Lord with all my heart.
Lapo,
I lived for the things of this world. I lived for money.
Es es bedlela. Wafiguyise wathi ngiyaxolisa ngoba ngaphilela umhlaba. Ngaphilela imali, ngiyaxolisa.
Futhi bona bebekholwa ngempela, hayi ukuthi bebedlala. Uma kuthandazwa ekuseni, ntambama, kuthandazwa, bebeguqa phansi ngamadolo.
They were very serious about their faith. If they had a morning devotion or evening prayer time, they would kneel on their knees. It was something marvelous. Serving. They served. They served the Father, though they said, we cannot desert the way of the Lord. Some people, when they meet up with tough times, they say, well, I feel like throwing in the towel. When marriage comes as young people, or if they are older, but they stood like iron right until today.
patela konke.
Denying everything.
Niyetswa ke ukuze mina ngithi hayi lolu suku alikwazi ukuvele sidedele ludlule nje. Ngithanda ukubonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi anginike izihlobo zasekhaya bame nami evangelini beqhuba ivangeli.
Now do you understand why I am taking this day as so important to express my thanks, they who have stood with me and stood to the Lord all these years.
UJesu watothanduise nonina nomingane kunami akangifanele.
Jesus said, he who loves father, mother, or children more than me, they are not worthy of me.
Kodwa abafowethu nabodadewabo bama baqhuba ivangeli ukuthi sibe nabo kuze kube namhlanje.
My brothers and their wives or sisters, they stood with me and they have been preaching the gospel till today.
Ngiyabona ke nani uma ninomuntu omi nani nisevangelini niphilele uNkulunkulu bame nani baligugu labo bantu.
Now you too, if you would have somebody who would stand with you in serving the Lord and preaching the gospel for many, many years, you too would feel a debt towards them to express your thanks.
Ngahlala ekhaya labo.
I stayed in their homes.
Itende lokuqala besinalo.
The first tent we had.
Sasi kulo kubo.
Was there at their place.
Lapho ngiphenduka.
When I repented.
Shumayeli evangeli. Ngathi ngicela uNkulunkulu ibhayisikili nje. Ngizohamba ngebhayisikili. Ngikhuphuka intaba. Ngehle imkhosha. Ngiqhuba evangeli.
And I began to preach the gospel. I asked the Lord for a bicycle. I thought at least with a bicycle I'll be able to go uphill and down vale to preach the word.
Bengeliswa lokho. Ngisaqala ukushumayela ivangeli. Ayimoto, ayiveni, ngathi bicycle nje.
That satisfied me fully. I said, Lord, just a bicycle. I didn't think about a car or a pickup, just a bike.
Uma ngingahamba nabo, ngiwele intaba, ngingena imizi yabantu, ngibatshele ngeNkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
Knowing that with a bicycle, I will be able to go up hills, down valleys, telling people about the gospel.
Bona bemi nami njalo.
And they stood with me through that.
Bahambe nami.
They accompanied me.
Sathola imoto encane.
And then
sathola iveni.
Got a little car, then a van.
Kulokhu siqhuba ivangeli.
Preaching the gospel.
Kumnandi ke uze uguge uhleli nalaba bantu.
Wonderful to grow old with people of such a caliber.
Kwaba into eyisimanga kimi. Yikho ngathi, hayi ngalolu suku, ngifuna ukuthi ngibenzele umkhosi.
That was always wonderful to me. And that is why I said, on this day of their anniversaries, I want to celebrate and commemorate.
Futhi ngiyajabula ngoba nalinekhwaya. Laba khona la kanye nathi. Bezo kupu mkosi, bekona, uNkulunkulu sabagcinile.
And I'm so glad that we can be here with the Euro Choir, that they can celebrate with us for the Lord, that we thank God for His keeping us.
Itext labo, ngomshato wabo, laba, kholwa uJesu khona nawe nomndeni wakho uyosindiswa.
Their wedding text was, believe in me, believe in Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your whole household.
Ngesinye isikhathi ingane aziphenduki khona lapho, kodwa kukhona ukuthi umzali aza afe kuphenduke ingane.
Sometimes children don't repent right there and then. Sometimes only when those parents have passed on do the children repent.
UNkulunkulu uyasivivinya.
And through that,
ufuna ukubona ukuthi yena umkhulu yini kithina kunengane zethu.
God is testing us to see whether He, the Lord, is greater to us than our own children.
Irivival leze laqala khona ke eKingsliver sesakhilindlu. Ngikhulumile nomunye izolo ngathi sekufanele ukuthi leyo ndlu ivulwe.
And so the revival broke out there too at Kingscliff, and we built a hall there. I spoke to someone about it yesterday saying, we need to have a special commemoration or inauguration of the building.
Ngase ngithi komunye uma sesifikile sizokwenza njani, sihlabe inkomo yini, sidle inyama.
I asked him whether it would be necessary to slaughter the fattened cow and that we can enjoy meat together. He said, well, one won't be enough, we need two cows. I said, well, will there be so many people? He said, yes, indeed, they will be many. Much can be said about this, but time is of the essence. And then my brother from Mtunzini also stuck with me.
Inhliziyo yakho iqine kuze kube sekupheleni.
And their wedding text was that verse which said, it is good that your heart is strengthened to stay strong right to the end.
Nangempela uNkulunkulu wabasiza.
And indeed God helped them like that.
Khona lapho uNkulunkulu wayeseqala ukusebenza ngabo.
And God began working through them.
Umfowethu benekhaya lakhe ngaseDalton. Iplazi lakhe belingapha ngaseFaye.
And so he had a home near Dalton and a farm near a fire, at a fire. Every morning he would go to the farm. They would plant sugar cane and then he would come back. He would check the work. God worked there too.
Uma isuka ekuseni ngemoto eya kulelo plazi eFaye.
When he would go to his farm at a fire, he would meet with people on the road.
Bebezomisa.
And they would stop him.
Betia atiyebo nkhalangani.
He'd ask them what the matter was.
But isifuna ukulungisa indaba yethu noNkulunkulu.
They would say, we want to get right with God.
Asuka thandaze nabo khona lapho.
He would pray with them right there and then. God began working right there. And so it continued like that.
Usefika isikhathi sesidlulile sesihambile.
When he got there to where the work was, time had gone on. It was late.
Abantu baqala umsebenzi.
And the people had already started their work.
Bahlakulumoba.
They were busy hoeing there in the cane.
Baqhubeke. Uma esefika yena, afike sebeqedile umsebenzi besebenze kahle bawufeza.
And when he got there, they'd already done the work. They'd done it well, completely.
Engekho yena.
Without him being there.
Ngoba yena lapha evumisa abantu. Athi hawu kodwa umsebenzi uzoqhubeka kanjani? Abantu bazokwenza njani? Kanti uma efika uNkulunkulu ubese sebenzile abantu bangena la kulo line baze baphume kulo line batsuke babuye futhi.
While he was counseling people, he would wonder what would happen to his workers on the farm, whether they would be able to do the work. But not only had they done it, they had completed it and gone to the next row.
Bekani uma uhamba noNkulunkulu ngeqiniso, uNkulunkulu uyasebenza.
If you walk with the Lord in truth, God will work.
Uma engasebenzi kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu akekho kahle empilweni yakho.
If God is not at work, then it shows that He's not really fully taken over your life.
Uma kudlule inyanga, kudlule iminyaka, abantu bengazuzekile, mhlobo wami, kukhona into engalungile.
If months go by, years go by, and the Lord is not saving people through you, my friend, there's something wrong with you.
Ngikhumbula. Kona lapho samvakashela ngahamba nezinye isebenzi samvakashela ekhaya lakhe.
I remember one day we went with a few co-workers to visit him at his home.
Sathlala phansi kwehlahla ngoba bekushisa.
We sat under a tree because it was hot.
Sihlale otshanini.
We sat on the grass.
Kanti egcekeni lakhe bekukhona umuthi omude.
It was a very high tree there.
Ngase ngibona intombazane imi la esihlahleni. Ngayikhweba ngathi ayize.
I saw a girl standing alone under a tree and I beckoned her to come.
Waqhamuka.
So she came.
Ngathi intombi ukhala ngani na?
I said, young girl, what's the matter? She said, something is troubling me. Now that girl had repented.
And
daily she would lead people to Jesus. And then it suddenly came to an end. And so there she came, and we asked her what the matter was. And this girl sitting with us, a literate girl, she said to us, is there a book called Isaiah in the Bible? We said yes.
Wathi kukhona yini incwadi kuIsaya isahluko 59.
She then asked, is there an Isaiah 59 in the Bible with a verse 2?
Sathi yebo.
We said indeed.
Wathi ake ningisize ningifundele ukuthi lelo Bhayibheli lithini.
She then said, please read it to me that I can hear.
uthi zonke lezinsuku nalamasonto ngiyakhala kuNkulunkulu ngithi uNkulunkulu ngisize ngoba zonke lezinsuku akekho noyedwa engimisa kuJesu.
She said, all these days and weeks I've been crying to the Lord because I hadn't led one soul to Him those days.
Wathi ake ningifundeleke kuthi Isaiah 59 verse 2 uthi.
She said then, please read Isaiah 59 verse 2 that I can hear what it says.
Kuthi abheka isandla sikaNkulunkulu asifinyeziwe.
Where it says, behold, the hand of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear blunt that it cannot hear. But your sins have separated you from God.
What house ngiyazike ukuthi yini okuvimba uNkulunkulu ukuthi azuze imphefumulo yabantu ngami.
She immediately said, now I know what it is. There is something separating me from the Lord that I do not win souls.
Wavuma isono sakhe.
She confessed her sin.
Waphindela ekhaya.
Went back home.
Uma esephindela ekhaya, nampa abantu.
When she got back home, there were people standing there wanting to find the Lord.
She was heartbroken. She wept because a whole week, 1 week, she couldn't bring people to Jesus. When did you bring your last soul to Jesus?
Kazukuthi wena ugcine nini kumletha umphefumulo kuJesu na?
Waphindele ekhaya umfowethu mayisefika khona usehlangana naye useyabonga athi abantu sebeyatheleka futhi bavuma bayinikele enkosini.
My brother went with her back home and reported to me that the people were there and they were coming in crowds seeking the Lord.
Marvelous. When people get converted and straight away God works and they bring one after the other to the Lord Jesus.
Isimanga umumuntu ependuka emva kwalokhu sebeyaletha abantu omunye nomunye kuJesu.
That's revival, dear friends.
Imvuselelo.
When God works.
Uma uNkulunkulu esebenza.
There was another man.
Omunye oyindoda.
He was a drunkard.
Waye isidakwa.
And everything that goes along with drunkenness.
Nazo zonke izono ezihambisana nalesi sono sokuphuza.
Especially immorality.
Ikakhulu ubufebe.
And his sister-in-law got converted. She had been a witch.
Udadewabo empeleni umakoti emdenini waphenduka ngaphambi kwalokhu wayeyisangoma.
Wamtshela wathi mfowethu yana le Nase Daltoni, kumfundisi uStekeni, ubhumu uhlambulule, akhulekele usinde.
She said to her brother, you go to Dalton, you speak to a certain Reverend Erlo Stegen, confess your sin, let him pray for you, and you'll be made well.
Not Erlo, but Heino.
Heino.
Then, khona lapho
right there
ubekungamthokozisi lokho ubengakufuni.
He wasn't satisfied with that. He didn't want it.
Kodwa isigcino ubengasakwazi ukuvuka, ubengasakwazi ukuphuza amanzi, ubengasakwazi nokudla.
But he got so sick he couldn't eat, he couldn't drink, even water he couldn't drink.
Wayesethi akengiyeke kuleyo ndawo eshiwo
And then he thought, let me go to the place that my sister spoke about. Though he couldn't walk properly, he got into a bus. And then God contacted him. Saying, I want to get prayer, I am ill. He said, I'll come with a bus to Fornlees. Brother said, okay, I'll meet you with a car there and I'll take you to my home.
Uma esefike ekhaya useyachaza ngokugudla kwakhe akasakwazi ukuphuza akasakwazi ukudla.
And then when he got there to his home, he explained how sick he was. He couldn't eat, couldn't drink.
Umfowethu wamchazela indlela yokusindiswa.
My brother explained to him the way of salvation.
Uthi wasuka wayi Sambulule kipizono ngempela ay ngokudlala.
He then started pouring out his sins, not just in a superficial way, but in a totally serious way.
Uma isekwenzile.
After which,
umfowethu wathi kumkakhe, awumenzela ukudla.
My brother then said to his wife, make him some food, make him a tea. He said, but I can't eat. I'm ill. I can't drink either. But she made this and then brought it to him. There were biscuits as well with the tea.
Uthi wawathatha ngokuhlonipha. Ethi ngobungane ubethi ngizokufaka nje emlonyeni bese ngisuke ngikhafule phandle.
Later he said, well, I decided for politeness sake, let me just take it, I'll bite a little piece off and spit it elsewhere.
Uma sefrigitiye.
When the tea came, and the cake came,
no biscuit,
and the biscuits. So he bit off a chip of the biscuit, and it went down. Drank the tea, and it went down too. After that, he was able to stand up and walk properly. My brother then drove him home. When he got there, he said to them, bring me food. They slaughtered a chicken for him. Prepared the food.
Watandaza, wakudla, 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 kwehla konke.
Which he took with prayer and he ate and ate and ate. All of it went down.
Lo muntu enginxoxele ngaye bekubaba Spisi.
The man I'm telling you about was Mr. Spisi.
U-Amunu khona, indodana. Moses.
There's his son.
That's
Moses.
That's the eldest son.
Uye, or indotana endala.
Umgakakeko.
Is your wife not here?
Or she said somewhere else. Wosugumangi born. Oh, nanku. She's a very, very intelligent, clever nurse.
Yena ke umakoti uohlakaniphile ungunesi.
Kusho ukuthi wathola washada kahle wathola unesi.
Well, you got a good wife, a nurse.
og sådan pille fod,
intelligent, not lazy. He ate the chicken and all the other food. He swallowed it and it did not come up again. And so he was saved. He was healed too, and the gospel went forth. That's how the gospel went out at the beginning of the revival. My brothers and their wives, they were right in the thick of it.
At Kingscliff,
I stayed in the house there. I was like a person who belonged to their home. People came. Demon-possessed people came. Leaving their victims with great noise. I prayed for them in my bedroom.
God.
God worked mightily, one person after the other, being delivered of their demonic possession. Living for the Lord, seeing Him at work is marvelous. Isn't it wonderful? If God works, and then keeps them till today. So here are my two brothers and their wives who are sisters. Are they known as Clip, Knee Clip? And God worked through them too. The older
Maclip
still travels up hills and mountains to pray with people as she counsels them.
Das tust du doch noch. Das du Menschen in Seelsorge nimmst.
She says, yes, indeed.
She's
older than I am. When my brother goes out to preach, she goes along with him, and she's very involved in the counseling. You see, my friends, that is why my heart is filled to overflowing with thanks to the Lord for such a caliber of people. I don't know when the Lord will take them. When the Lord does take them, I will cry tears. Thinking of how God has used them from the beginning of the revival right until today. Today we celebrate their wedding anniversary. Their iron wedding anniversary.
Ngakho ke siyaxela kuNkulunkulu kunukulu kubeka uma kuyintando yakho bagcine futhi ihambe indaba.
And so we pray that the Lord would continue to keep them and that the gospel would continue to go out through them.
Futhi ngiyacela ukuthi ingane zabo zibafuze ngoba siyobasiba isihoko sabo uma bona bengahamba indlela eyikhandwa abazali.
May each of their children follow in their footsteps, spreading the gospel. Otherwise, hell will be theirs if they do not walk in that way. So, I thank you.
Ich habe genug gesagt, habe ich nicht. Wolltet ihr noch was
sagen? Segwanele angit, nochmal nicht Hand und Gusch hochnehmen.
I've said enough now, even if it's just a tip. But in short, that's how we started. And that's how we're going on to this very day.
Ngikhulumile okufushane nje, siqale lemvuselelo kanje, futhi nanamhlanje sisaquba ngaleyo ndlela.
Lasst uns noch zusammen beten.
Let us pray together. Ake sikhuleke.
Herr, wir danken dir für dein wunderbares Evangelium.
Nkosi siyabonga kakhulu ngevangeli eliyisimanga. Thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful gospel.
Und dass wir dieses erleben können in Erweckungskraft.
Nokuthi sikwazi ukuhlangana nalokhu ngamandla wemvuselelo, that we can meet with this in revival power.
Wir danken dir, dass du mit uns warst.
Siyabonga ukuthi ubunathi. We thank you, Lord, that you were with us.
Und dass du weiter mit uns sein wollest.
Nokuthi usathanda ukuthi ube nathi, and that you want to be with us more.
Wirke, übe, bitten und verstehen.
Sebenza ngaphezu kokucabanga kwethu. Work above our requests and understanding.
Zu deiner Ehre.
Kube utumo lwako, to your glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Das letzte Lied, das ihr gesungen habt, war ein wunderbares Lied. Wacht auf! Die Gemeinde Jesu soll aufwachen.
The last song you sang is wonderful. Wake up! Lo ikulo labo loktrina kwaba vugani ni vuga ebtongwen benu. Ibandla lidingu kuti lenzen jalo.
Ihr habt gehört von jungen Mädchen, von Jungs,
Nizwile Ngabasha,
die Gott an erste Stelle gesetzt haben.
Abam Tandu Jesu, abe owokala
guru. Und unser Gebet ist, dass wenn ihr zurückgeht, dass das Gleiche mit euch geschieht.
Im Tandazo yetu, kunguguti, umasani pindele muva, loku, kwenzega, naginina.
I was saying these young girls and young boys have heard what happened in the beginning of the gospel. And my heart's prayer is that they will experience the same thing to God's glory.
Kube,
and that the gospel will fill the whole earth.
Kulo utumo luga. Futhi ivangeli ligcwale emhlabeni wonke.
That's what I'm wishing.
Iloku enikufisela nina.
That God will be with you.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu abe nani anigcine.
Till that great day when we'll meet him in the sky.
Kuze kube usuku lokugcina uma sesimhlangabeza emhlabeni.
And it's my prayer, if I should die, and you who stay behind will carry on with greater fire than what I have done, and that you'll be more aflame for God and Jesus Christ than what I have been.
Umthandazo wami ukuthi uma sengi lulile emhlabeni nina nisakaze ivangeli kakhulu kunami futhi nibe nomlilo kaJesu kunami.